your calendars and
and we're in chapter 7 of this wonderful book. I trust you have been finding this a wonderful book because it has so much wisdom in this book. Will you stand with me for the reading of God's Word? And we are going to read from chapter 7, verse 23. Chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes, and from verse 23. All this I have tested by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which has been is far off, and deep, very deep. Who can find it out? I turned my heart to know and to search out and to seek wisdom and the scheme of things and to know the wickedness of folly and the foolishness that is madness. And I find something more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets and whose hands are fetters. He who pleases God escapes her, but the sinner is taken by her. Behold, this is what I found, says the preacher, while adding one thing to another, to find the scheme of things, which my soul has sought repeatedly, but I have not found. One man among a thousand I found, but a woman among all these I have not found. See, this alone I found, that God made upright, man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. Please be seated. Based upon the opening verses of this passage, I have made my title for this passage, The Rare Human Possession of Godly Wisdom. And I don't have to remind you, but Solomon was the wisest man. And we read from 2 Chronicles chapter 9 that his wisdom surpassed anybody else's wisdom. The Queen of Sheba came and she said, half of what I was told, which I didn't believe, I've seen with my own eyes now, and it's much, much more than what I had ever heard. But if you turn to another place in Chronicles, chapter 1 of the second book of Chronicles, we see why that actually happened. In chapter 1 of 2 Chronicles, verses 7 onwards, it says, in that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, you have shown great and steadfast love to David my father, and have made me king in his place. O Lord God, let your word to David my father be now fulfilled. For you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people. For who can govern this people of yours, which is so great? God answered Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for possessions, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you, and have not even asked for long life, but I have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may govern my people over whom I have made you king. wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, I will also give you riches, possessions and honor, such as none of the kings who had who were before you, and none after you shall have the like. Now don't be tempted to go to God and say, God give me wisdom, because back of your head you think, if I ask for wisdom, He'll also give me money and long life and honor. The heart is deceitful, right? We're very subtle. The mind plays huge tricks. But I hope you also notice that in Solomon's request, and we see this in God's response to him, he did not even ask for honor and dignity. He was not really concerned about himself. He didn't ask for long life. I mean, the Indian blessing is jeete raho, right? You touch the feet of your elders.